The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Gay pride and transgenderism is the depopulation agenda. It is the exact same thing. Many people who run around with gay pride shirts or proclaim to be transgender really don't even know this. They have no idea. But many of you understand this because all you have to do is understand that we're in a battle of good and evil. And if there truly is a God and there truly is a Satan, then most things you can look at in life, you can see where God is doing something and Satan is opposing in most things in life. Because all of life ends up being you're either for God or against God. And you don't have a choice. You are going to side one way or the other. Either you're for Jesus or you're against Jesus. And I say Jesus, not just God in general, because Jesus is God. And the real choice comes down to whether you have faith in Jesus Christ or not. And if you don't have faith in Jesus Christ, you've made your choice. You're not on God's side. You can say you believe in God, but Jesus and the Bible says that if you do not know his son, you do not know God. It says that very plain and clear. So, everything comes down to whether you're on the side of God or not. And if that's the case, if that's true, then when we see the depopulation agenda, obviously that is an anti-God agenda, right? I mean, even the people on the side of depopulation would have to admit, yeah, if there's a God, I don't think he really would want to depopulate the very earth that he created when he told people to go forth and populate. And if you say, well, he did do that with the flood, yes, he did, because it was corrupt. And a lot of people don't know this, but more than one way. The watchers came down and the genetic pool of mankind was corrupt, corrupted by the watchers that came down. And so God wasn't just angry with the sin of man. He was bringing Noah through because Noah was uncorrupted all the way straight from Adam. And his DNA had not been corrupted. It's that deep. It's a lot easier for people to understand this now, as we can see that our scientists can mess with this stuff, to understand that watchers, which were some sort of heavenly beings, a lot of people say fallen angels, I don't know, but if they came down, they would have had knowledge like this and an ability to corrupt the DNA. And if they were doing that, they were trying to corrupt mankind so human beings could not be born as fully in God's image as God designed. So you can see if that's the case about the flood, then the battle of man being born and being in God's image and Satan opposing that has been around since the very beginning. So, of course, it's going to be happening now. So if Satan has an agenda to stop man from populating the earth, I think he has more than one reason, not just out of hatred. This is a theory. I can't show this in the Bible that this is the case, but this is a theory, and I think it's a really good theory, and some people have told me they like this theory. They heard me say it before, and I think it's worthy of repeating it because I think a lot of people need to hear this. My theory is that God has a set number of souls to be born. I can't prove that he has a set number, but it kind of makes sense. Since he knows the beginning from the end, he also would know how many souls would actually be born. And if he already knows how many souls would actually be born, did he have a set number in mind? I think yes. It's that simple, okay? So you could say no, and that's fine. But I think yes. I think he had a set number. Then Satan would know he has a set number. Satan also knows that Satan being allowed to roam around and spread his evil He's only allowed to do that because God is allowing it for his purposes, God's purposes, for mankind to see the difference between good and evil, probably, so man can understand. When God says, I'm good, we don't say, well, what is good? We have Satan, and I'm not evil. We know what evil and good is. We can see that God is good. We can see that Satan is evil. So there is a purpose to allowing Satan to function. There's probably a lot more that I have no idea why God lets Satan function, but God knows why he lets Satan function and do the things he does. Okay. So if God has a set number of souls to be born, and Satan seems to be tied to his ability to run around the earth and do what he does is actually tied to man's story, mankind's story. That when man's set number of souls hit that point and Jesus says, that's it, now I'm returning, Satan's going to get thrown into chains for 1,000 years. Satan wants to avoid this, even though he knows it's going to happen. If you're Satan, would it not make sense that you look at that as a timeline? And in order to extend your time of roaming around before you get thrown into chains, would you not try to stop mankind from being born? If God has a set number of souls to be born, the quicker those souls are born, the quicker I get judged and thrown into chains. He'll be released after that, and then he'll get judged, but I'm not going to go deep into that. But anyways, the quicker that happens to him, the quicker his destruction. So obviously, it is in his interest to convince man to depopulate itself. Not because of pure just hatred for man, which I think he has, but Satan is all about himself. Understand that people who are against God, what they don't understand is it's just all about selfishness. God teaches you how to love and care for others, and the Bible teaches you that. When you don't know what the Bible teaches, you usually live selfishly, and you live for yourself naturally. And that's what Satan does. It's all about him. He doesn't care about people who say they're following him. He doesn't care about them. He cares about himself. And since I know he only cares about himself, why is it the number one most important thing to Satan is to stop babies from being born? And it's clearly his number one agenda. How do I know? Because his tool on earth, the Democrat Party, their number one agenda has always been abortion. It has always been to stop babies from being born. Now, let me get deeper into this so you really understand this. This isn't just me. I don't just say these things and I can't back them up. It's all going to make sense. If Satan is behind it, if you remove man, remove Democrat and Republican, remove it from your mind and only concentrate on the political agendas of the day that you see are actually Satan's agenda or God's agenda. Think of it that way, and you will see clearly. Once you remove political thought, you will see what I'm saying. Okay, gay pride. Don't worry about Democrat, Republican. Is gay pride something that would be classified as Satan's agenda or God's agenda? Transgenderism, would that be Satan's agenda or God's agenda? Clearly, if you read the Bible, you would know God condemns homosexuality. He condemns transgenderism as well, and even says even just a man dressing up to look like a woman to fool someone else, or a woman dressing up to look like a man, let alone doing surgery and stuff, is considered sinful. It is in the Bible. So, okay. That means gay pride and transgenderism is Satan's agenda. Satan also has an agenda of, I don't want people to be born. Whether you agree with my theory of why he wants that, regardless, it is clear he doesn't want babies being born because abortion has to be Satan's agenda too. So clearly Satan doesn't want babies to be born. Okay, if you're Satan and you get a whole bunch of people to become homosexuals, the odds are they're not going to have kids. They could. We understand this. But odds are, if they truly just stick to being homosexuals, they will never have children themselves, which would be a bonus to Satan. That means Satan extends his time. He gets to stay running around longer. Do you see that? Transgenderism is even better for Satan, because if you can convince people to have their children, believe that they're a different sex, and they actually get surgery to dismember their sexual organs so that they can, or take hormones that will damage them so that they can never have children ever again. Because sometimes homosexuals, of course, will cross over and do heterosexual things. If you're transgender and you do that, you can never have children. Again, you are seeing that Satan is depopulating the earth. If everyone was gay and everyone was transgender, the earth's population would stop immediately. That would be the end of civilization as we know it. Civilization could not function. Which also tells you that the world has not been designed by God for this to be something as normal. It has to be abnormal. If it's something that if everyone did it, the world would end, then you know it's not in God's design. Is that obvious? If everyone was gay and everyone wanted to be transgender, either one, the world would end. That would be it. And Satan would be extremely happy. Satan clearly wants depopulation. What about the vaccines? Do you believe the vaccines have been a bioweapon? Because if you don't, you haven't been watching my show, because they clearly are, and we have proven it beyond any doubt. The vaccines, through not just the COVID vaccine, but the mRNA vaccines, through the lipid nanoparticles, actually stop people from being fertile. Men and women, but mostly women. It hurts women even more than men. And they want to make all vaccines mRNA vaccines, because then the lipid nanoparticles would stop people from being able to have children. Do you know, since the vaccine rollout, now in the world, according to the World Health Organization, the WHO, one in six people are infertile now. The entire world population, you go out, one in six. If you're dating and you date six people, if you marry one out of the six, one of them could be infertile and you might not ever be able to have kids. And that's since the vaccine. When this is not normal. One in six is astronomical, and it's going to get worse. And they're going to make more and more mRNA vaccines. Now, they mandate it. They want to take your freedom away. They want to force you to get the vaccine. Does that sound like a godly agenda, or does that sound like that's something Satan would do? Since when do evil people give you a choice? When are the good guys the people who censor opposition speech? Think about that. Like, the vaccine people censor anyone who shows how bad the vaccine is. They don't debate it. They don't show you why the vaccine is good. They don't show you the science behind why the vaccine is good. They just tell you, safe and effective, you need to get it. You need to get it. You need to get it. And you'll kill people if you don't. With no science. We show you the science of why it's bad. We tell you about the lipid nanoparticles. We tell you exactly what the spike protein does. We tell you exactly what the mRNA does to your cells. We give you the hardcore science as to why it is harming you, why it damages your immune system. We give you all the science, and we're censored. When has the people who censor information been good? Obviously, never. They're always the evil people. Therefore, anyone who is pro-vaccine and is censoring other people, you are the evil people, guaranteed. So we know the pro-vaccine people are the evil side being used by Satan. It doesn't mean that they know they're being used by Satan, but the vaccine clearly, just by that alone, has to be on Satan's side and not God's side. The people who are anti-God, the atheists, the globalists who hate Christians, are the biggest pushers of the vaccine, which is another sign that it is Satan's agenda. The Democrat Party, which is Satan's tool in America to oppose anything that is Christian, is also the biggest pushers of the vaccine. So everyone who runs around as the biggest tools of Satan are the pushers of the vaccine. So if you try to argue with me, oh, you can't just say that the vaccine is part of Satan. Yes, I can. And I've proven it beyond any doubt. It is a tool of Satan. And it is on the side of evil. And what does it do? It makes people infertile, and it's a giant depopulation thing. Does that benefit Satan? It absolutely seems to. It will give Satan a longer chance to run around before Jesus Christ returns. So would Satan have massive motive to try to convince his people that follow him, even if they don't choose to follow him, they automatically follow him if they have rejected Jesus Christ. If they don't accept Jesus Christ, they're an automatic follower and they will be deceived by the world. They have no truth in them. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. They have no wisdom. They think they're smart and they're fools. You know why they think they're smart? Because they can memorize things out of books. They could go to Harvard and get straight A's, but they're stupid and they're not smart. They're foolish. I shouldn't say stupid. That's not the wrong word. They're fools. They don't have the intelligence they think they have because they have no wisdom, and wisdom is much more important than being able to memorize things. They have zero wisdom, and the people that I have seen with the least amount of wisdom are usually Harvard professors. They say some of the most asinine stuff I've ever heard in my life. And they push things. Like a Harvard professor, most of them, especially if they're liberal, will tell you that when a woman's pregnant, she's not pregnant with a baby. You see? Do you see? Only a moron would say that. Only a moron would say when a woman's pregnant, she's not pregnant with a baby. It's not a baby. I mean, nothing in world history has proven that when women give birth, they give birth to babies. That's never been proven before. You know what? Even though you've seen it your whole life, and we know that that's how human beings are born, and we know that you can actually feel the baby kick and there's a heartbeat, and we can actually use technology to see the baby fully, and you can see the heartbeat and everything else, but it's not a baby. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe science. It's part of a woman's body. Now, let me ask you, Harvard professor, it's part of the woman's body? Really? Then how does it have separate DNA and a separate blood type? Can a woman have a separate DNA? Can a woman have a separate blood type? Oh, oops, you're an idiot, and I'm not. Thank you. Next. Abortion is so stupid. It's so easy to destroy these people. My whole life, I have watched conservatives battle abortion people, and they never destroy them. I can destroy anybody. When I had my local show, I begged people on the left to call me up and take me on an abortion. No one in 4 years of begging, I never got one liberal to take me on. I'm not joking. Not one time. You know why? It's because they would listen to me, and I would make these points regularly all the time. They knew they couldn't even come close to challenging me. That's not me being cocky. I am disappointed that Republicans throughout my life have not understood that if you have the side of truth, you can't lose as long as you can articulate the truth. I know I can articulate the truth. Therefore, I've already won. They're based in lies. They can't win. It's literally impossible. The only way the left wins in a debate against a conservative who has the truth about this kind of stuff is if the conservative doesn't articulate the truth, which is what usually happens and blows my mind. The same thing with global warming. I can beat anyone in global warming. No one has ever taken up my challenge. I challenge anyone to a debate on global warming. Any liberal who thinks, especially a professor, I want a Harvard professor to come on my show and take me, I would love to do it, and debate them on global warming and let them put their reputation on the line as a professor against someone who didn't even graduate college, and I will destroy them. Destroy them with facts and destroy every premise that they try to put forward. I can. And you know why I'm not afraid and I throw the challenge out? Because I know for a fact the truth is on my side. I know I have the facts and I know they don't. I know what their arguments are and I know they're false. And I know I can disprove them. But they won't. That will never happen, folks. You can contact these professors all you want. They would never do it. First, they would check out to see what I had to say about it, and they would realize, I can't beat what he had to say. A lot of you don't know what I have to say about that. You should check out my video
It's a red pill video for global warming believers. I think it's something like that is the title. You should be able to find it at the New American under the video section under the Ben Armstrong Show, if you're curious about me saying that. So anyways, let me give you one more thing before I go about the depopulation agenda. Understand there's so many things that go into it. And the left is all about depopulation agenda. And things that you might not even think about contribute to it because they're tools of Satan. If Satan wants people not to be born and doesn't want the population to grow, do you ever wonder why the left is all about people not getting married? Do you ever notice that? And they tell people, don't get married young. Don't you got to finish college first. But you know what? Even if you do that, you need a career. And then you got to be financially stable. You know what? You're not going to be ready for kids until you're like 37 years old. And then you can have a child, because then you're probably going to have a hard time having a child, and you're too old. And even if you do, you might have one. Do you know that's all from the left? The left also is pushed, and it's because they don't even know they're being used by Satan. Women to come out of the home and be in the workplace. Women in the workplace helps destroy having lots of children. I'm not saying women can't work. I'm not saying that. Don't think that I'm saying that. But our society moved into a society of, when women come out of the home, they go into the workforce, the government gets to tax them. There's all sorts of different reasons why the left and the government loves that. The woman isn't going to teach their children. They're not going to stay home and say, you know what, I have time to homeschool my children. They're going to be forced, because there's two-parent households. You're going to be forced to put your kids into public schools. Most of you can't afford a private school. And because you're basing your lifestyle on two people working, now they can brainwash your kids in the public schools. Yes, Satan has thought that far ahead. You might think, the Democrats thought that far ahead. They don't have to. Satan has for them. They can just stumble backwards into that. They don't even have to try. Satan is smart enough to know, if I get the women to go into work and then the men, and then there's a two-income household, and then now they're not going to be the influencers of their kids. They could be Christians, but you know who the biggest influencer of their kids are? Other kids in school. You probably thought I was going to say teachers, but it's not. Other kids in school are the biggest influencers of your children, not you, the parent. And the other kids in school are being raised by people that you don't know, and they probably are teaching your kids horrible things. Then you might have a teacher that might influence your kid as well, but their influence is actually small. It is the other children that influence your kids by far. And if you're not the biggest influencer, they're going to be influenced, and they're going to act just like the rest of the world. The point here is the depopulation agenda is everywhere, and it's really a satanic agenda. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free, and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.